Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
COVID-19 cases are spiking across Alaska and the Central Peninsula. Hospital continues to see increasing numbers of inpatients with coronavirus-like symptoms. Visitation continues to be curtailed after a July 27th announcement was made in order to protect patients, families, and staff. Bruce Richards, Central Peninsula Hospital's External Affairs Director.
The numbers have been increasing. The number of inpatients we had as of last evening was 20 COVID inpatients. It has been rising. That's the highest number we've seen since the pandemic started. We did spike to 16 folks back in November and December, and then, it started to taper off and then started picking back up again in July with this current wave that we're in, and now we've reached 20 inpatients. And hospital's very busy. It's very busy, and I hope people will take the time to be cautious and careful and protect themselves from the virus, either by getting a vaccine or social distancing and wearing masks when appropriate.
Richards also said,
the ICU is full. The emergency room has at times had to hold over patients waiting to be admitted, and the overflow unit is open. It's not up and running. It's ready should we need it at this point.
Have the surgeries had to be put on hold?
Not yet. They've had a lot of surgeries that were outpatient surgeries, so people would come in and have their procedures and go home. We have had a few inpatient surgeries, and there's been room for those, but at this point, we haven't had to curtail those just because of the higher number of outpatient surgeries.
Richard says that the hospital is preparing for additional COVID cases coming in. He said half of the hospital beds are currently COVID inpatients. He stresses the importance of getting vaccinated now that Pfizer has been fully approved. The call is still out for nominees to fill one open seat on the State Board of Fisheries. Lenny Welch reports.
The opening stems from the Alaska legislatures giving a thumbs down to Governor Dunleavy's appointment of Abe Williams, a longtime regional affairs director for the Pebble Mine. Williams was rejected during a marathon six-hour session on May 13th in what Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham called a drubbing. According to Alaska Dunleavy was required to name a replacement within 30 days, but that time frame has come and gone. Jeff Turner, Deputy Director of Communications, said in an email that the governor is taking additional time to receive input from all stakeholders before making a selection, and that he has committed to filling the seat before the next Board of Fish meeting in October. By this past March, the Fish Board was scheduled to have finished up 275 proposals, but the normal meeting cycle was disrupted by the COVID pandemic. Board's Director Glenn Haight explains the new meeting lineup.
Starting in October 2021, it will do its work session, but then following that, it will do a Prince William Sound meeting in November, December, and then a Southeast Finfish Shellfish meeting in January, and then in March, it would do its statewide all-shellfish meeting.
Then in October of 2022, the Fish Board's work session will be followed by a two-day PCOD meeting and fishery issues for Bristol Bay and Chignik, the Bering Sea, Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim, and Alaska Peninsula regions. Requests for names being considered for the seat have gone unanswered. From the KSRM Newsroom, I'm Lainey Welch.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.